This is Dr. Bill Griffin, the Vice President for Dental Ministries with the Christian Medical and Dental Associations. Thank you for joining me for another episode of Dental Soundbites. I hope your new year is off to a great start. Today's guests, a husband-wife team from Richmond, Virginia, will be sharing information on dental ergonomics that can be a great blessing to all members of our profession. Here's a brief introduction. Dr. Crystal Maddox received her undergraduate degree, a BS in science, from the University of Maryland in 2014, and stayed four more years to earn her DDS from Maryland in 2018. She currently practices dentistry in Richmond, Virginia, and she also serves as part of CMDA's Dental Advisory Council. Dr. Maddox has also been active in caring for the dentally needy, both domestically and also in El Salvador and in Guatemala. Her husband, Dr. Matthew Maddox, received a BS degree in exercise science from the University of Maryland Eastern Shore, graduating summa cum laude in 2016. His next stop was Richmond, Virginia, where he earned his Doctor of Physical Therapy degree from Virginia Commonwealth University in 2021. Like Crystal, Matthew is also involved with CMDA Ministry, serving as the Vice Chair for CMDA's Christian Physical Rehab Professionals Specialty Group. One of the challenges we face in dentistry is related to the fact that our clinical efforts can get us into some unhealthy positions at times, which can result in chronic pain, perhaps the back, neck, wrists, or other areas. Doctors Matthew and Crystal Maddox are a married physical therapist and dentist duo who have a keen interest in helping dental professionals and their teams learn how to prevent and overcome body pain caused by working in the dental office all day. After practicing dentistry for only a few years, Crystal started experiencing significant body pain at the end of every workday. Using his physical therapy experience, Matthew observed Crystal in her work environment and created a solution to help improve her posture and ergonomic setup at the office. As a result, Crystal not only started noticing her pain go away, but this firsthand experience inspired the couple to start In Alignment, a company that equips dental teams with customized ergonomic and postural care solutions to help them practice dentistry with minimal to no discomfort. Let's see what we can learn today from Drs. Matthew and Crystal Maddox. Welcome, Drs. Crystal and Matthew Maddox, to today's episode of Dental Soundbites.
Thank you. We're happy to be here.
Thanks for having us.
I'm grateful for the time that I've had with both of you in recent years. But Crystal, I wasn't aware of the challenges you faced over the years with back pain. Share with us a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I graduated from the University of Maryland School of Dentistry in 2018, and I really had no issues throughout dental school, starting my career. It really started to pop up during my fourth year out of dental school, so about 2022. This started happening because I started working 6 days a week, which I know is absolutely crazy, but we had some big goals in getting debt-free, so we went ahead and that's what occurred. And normally I work in a community clinic, but for the extra day, I started picking up some work at a DSO. The thing with this DSO, obviously DSOs are very fast-paced, and on top of that, it had a rare delivery system, which means that all our dental instruments, everything we needed, was located behind us. Mm-hmm. Coupled with the fact that there were some great assistants there, meaning their personalities were good, but unfortunately the company did not train them very well. So I really did not have the support and assistance that I needed. So I would come home and, you know, most of those days coupled with, you know, the work I was doing throughout the week just really compounded on itself and really started to have some really uncomfortable evenings getting home from work. And, you know, the reality is in dentistry, unfortunately, my story is not unique. You know, a lot of individuals who even might be listening to the podcast today can probably relate to some of this discomfort from practicing dentistry. And, you know, I'm excited about this episode because we're here to shed some light that practicing dentistry does not have to be painful. And for those newer in their careers that may not experience, have not experienced any discomfort at this point, we don't want you to. And we really want to be able to shed some light on some prevention and things you can do to not make that be your story.
Right. You know, you're reminding me, Crystal, as you share with the experience you've had, that ergonomics is a team game, and that even the way an assistant passes you an instrument can influence how far you have to reach time and time again, and that that can be critical in keeping everybody comfortable.
It's 100% right.
Now, Matthew, it seems pretty providential that the Lord equipped you with a degree in physical therapy. What were your thoughts as Krista was trying to cope with her back pain?
Yes, I definitely agree. I'm sure that Krista was very happy that the Lord blessed her with a physical therapist husband.
Amen. He knew what he was doing. You're right.
As Krista was coming home with the back pain on different days, at first, because I've known her for quite a while, I just thought that, well, a lot of people don't actually take the time to take care of their posture and a lot of their physical health in a lot of ways. So I started off by just saying, oh, maybe you just need just a general routine to get you in the right spot. But the more I thought about it, and this is true in every aspect of healthcare, really, is just the fact that a lot of times we have patients that stay longer because we keep treating the symptoms, but we don't actually get to the root of what the problem is. So especially with physical therapy, ergonomics and posture, like all that combined together, it really made me try to think of like, Krystal, why are you actually getting into pain in the first place, right? Mm-hmm. Part of it was just the posture that she had, but it was when I went to go observe her at work for the first time, and it really got me to realize, oh man, no matter how much exercise we do, if you're spending 8 hours out of a day bent over just like that, the amount of exercise that you do will not necessarily offset the poor postural habits that we're performing that are putting you there in the first place. So an explanation that I use all the time is if you think about a weighted scale, you know, one side, whichever side is heavier is the side that goes down. So even if you're putting in a whole bunch of good with the exercise, if you're doing a whole bunch of bad, it's still not going to get to that point where you're hitting neutral or in the positive for yourself.
So you're also helping me to realize that it's a balancing act of not getting yourselves in a bad position, but also some sort of regular exercise that keeps good flexibility and muscle tone as well. This is good to learn. So what's cool is that a little late, I've been practicing a long time, probably in some bad positions. Where were you 35 years ago, Matthew? But anyway, so
yeah, my parents.
That's right. So your efforts to help your wife were not only helpful to Krystal, but this also inspired you to provide specialized care to others with similar challenges. What a huge benefit you could provide for those practicing clinical dentistry. Do you find the greatest ergonomic problems among dentists, hygienists, or assistants?
Honestly, I would say it's pretty evenly spread. When you look at the statistics, it shows that somewhere in the mid-80s of all dental professionals experience pain at some point in their career. And it goes as high as saying that 70% of hygienists really have hand and wrist pain, where as much as 70% of dentists actually have low back pain or some kind of associated back pain. So I wouldn't say that one is more than the other. It's more necessarily just the procedures that they're doing more one than another. But the profession itself is really what we're working against here. A lot of times people don't think that dentistry is a very physical profession because of all the schooling associated with it, but it actually is listed on one of the high-risk professions just for injuries among the workers who practice it.
And just if I can add to that, you know, I find that the dentist and hygienist really are able to control their room. So they are able to control the position of the patient for the benefit of their posture. When I think about the assistants, however, I find that they're very reactory, right? They're reacting to the dentist and the needs of the dentist and the hygienist. So they probably find themselves in the most compromising positions as they help us do our job. And you alluded to this really well earlier, where ergonomics is not individualized. Yes, it's great for a dentist to get the knowledge base about their ergonomics and their posture, but it really is a team effort, which is why, you know, Matthew and I, we've gone to different dental offices and we've actually done lunch and learns about this very topic because, you know, a dentist is not an island. So if the entire team can be aware of ergonomics and work more cohesively, then it's for the betterment of everyone. I know that sometimes we have like an assistant or a front desk that is so amazing. We really don't want them to be retiring early due to, you know, musculoskeleton issues. So if we can work together as a team for the betterment of the clinician, yes, but for the entire staff, then we can increase that longevity of everybody in the office being able to perform excellently at the work that's being done.
Sounds like great advice. So let's get a little more specific now. So when you enter the clinical environment and you begin observing, What are some of the ergonomic problems you commonly observe?
I would say that the number one problem that I see the most are the professionals not actually taking the time to set themselves up and set the patient up in a way that would be most beneficial for them as far as their posture is concerned. I know at least here in the West, we live in this society of always having to hit certain metrics and productivity and how can we cram as much as we can into as little amount of time as possible. But that culture and that mindset can also be a detriment to us as well. And it's really just teaching people a lot of times to make these simple shifts of, okay, take the extra 20 seconds that you need to sit up a certain way or to tilt the patient up, or maybe you need to stand, maybe you need to sit. Like every procedure is different. And what I would suggest is also different based on how every human being is built a little bit differently as well mm-hmm. and the procedures that they do more often. But if I had to say number one, it's really just that lack of mental preparation. And instead of saying, oh, well, I just need to really get this done. What's the harm in just leaning over this one time? And this one time turns into, mm-hmm. you know, every day for years.
Pretty much. Yeah. And, you know, I've had colleagues that, you know, they're really hesitant to ask the patient to move their head to the left, the right, to tilt their chin up or down. And, you know, when we think about it, the patient is only in that chair for a few minutes, maybe an hour or two, depending on the procedure. But the clinician is day after day in those really static positions. So, and it doesn't have to be uncomfortable for the patient. You know, we can let the patient know, I know the more posterior a tooth is, the worse our posture gets. So we can let the patient know ahead of time, hey, you have a tooth that I'll be working on. It's really far back there. I might be pulling on your cheek a bit. I might ask you to reposition yourself a couple of times, but I want to do the best work for you, you know, and just let the patient know. And now, of course, we do have those patients that no matter what we do, they cannot recline or, you know, they have some issues. Mm-hmm. And that's where we just do the best we can for that patient. But we also need to recognize our considerations and what we need for our bodies as well.
Right. Just one minor issue. My father was a dentist and he did mostly stand-up dentistry. And then they came up with a little stool that was actually kind of connected to the chair. It would swing around wherever you needed it to be, but there was it didn't connect to the ground at all and you couldn't position it. And it's amazing he lasted as long as he did. But now we have chairs that are designed to be positioned ergonomically and provide the support that we need and lots of advantages that prior generations did not have. Now, my 38 years in private practice plus time on the mission field has left me with some back issues, which are made bearable by regular visits to my chiropractor. But is it safe to say that most chronic back problems can be prevented if one's work posture is corrected early on?
Yeah, that's a wonderful question. And I would say absolutely. I'm sure you've heard that phrase where it says an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And that is very true, even with us who are performing the jobs that we do every day. A lot of the times people think about training when it comes to, let's say, athletics, for example. Everybody knows you have to do certain exercises to be able to do your sport. But a lot of the times what's neglected is that we can also train people to be able to do the jobs that they do so that when those stressors are on the body, it actually doesn't affect them to begin with. But yes, always prevention is what we want to start with, because the less unnecessary stress that we put on the body, obviously over time, the less wear and tear that we're going to have in general. So I am a big component of prevention. And not only is it better for you physically, but there are also a lot of statistics and studies that show that people who actually go to physical therapy first or do the things to take care of their body before a lot of the times they run to necessarily a surgeon or something like that. In the long term, they're actually saving tens of thousands of dollars over the span of their life because they were proactive first instead of just waiting until it got so bad that they had to react.
Well, it would seem like, based on what you're saying, that your expertise could be especially valuable in dental schools where students are developing their clinical posture for their careers to come. Have you had opportunities to teach or influence at any dental schools?
As of yet, not yet, but it is something that we hope to do in the future. It's definitely a lot harder, I'm sure, to change your ways after you've graduated dental school and you're maybe told a particular way to do something, whether or not it was the most effective. Sometimes you're just so caught up in wanting to graduate, you're not really thinking about those smaller details. But I do think that is something that would be very important and needs to be more in schools to begin with. Because even when I talk to new graduates, they haven't even been out a year and they're still having neck and back pain already.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, sometimes it starts from dental school, depending on the individual. Like, I don't know about you, Dr. Griffin, but you know, when I went to dental school, this was not a class or a topic of great discussion. We might have had a 1 hour lecture on it during our first year of dental school, and then we had a 30-minute simulation lab in the pre-doctoral clinic with the mannequins. But again, like Matthew said, one, you're young, so you think you're invincible. So unless you're one of those students that is already having the discomfort, and two, you have, you know, the other more important exams and skill sets that you're trying to learn. So this is not a priority, and it's not emphasized to let, you know, students know that, hey, our profession is amazing. It truly is amazing. It affords great opportunities to patients and to ourselves, but it's very physically demanding component of dentistry. You know, it's very physical demanding on us, and it causes early retirement. And I think if students really understood that, they would be able to invest the time and the income into having equipment that can help them with their ergonomics and their posture, because you don't want the best part of your physical self in your career, right? When you retire, you want to still be able to do all the things that you want to do and physically be able to do it.
And to add to that, that's actually a great point, Crystal. I really do think that medicine in general should be much more collaborative than it is. And I think often about what the role that physical therapists can really play in the dental profession. I think it was even in the class that you had, right? It was another dentist who taught your ergonomics that you had,
Yeah,
right?
that was right. It was a dentist. He didn't have any skill sets, particularly in ergonomics or posture.
Right. And I think about that. It's great that they are even attempting to teach it, but how much more so having that understanding from somebody that actually understands the root cause behind why you do a certain exercise or why you sit a certain way. I definitely think physical therapy has a huge role to play to be able to help out in that role for sure.
Agreed. Well, Crystal, your experience at Maryland mirrors my experience at VCU that they might have tried to teach us a little bit about ergonomics, but people weren't paying close attention. It reminds me of the course that you probably took, as I did, in the business of dentistry. You know, it's a part of the curriculum, but it's not necessarily top on somebody's minds. And they're thinking, how can I meet those requirements to get out of here? And I'll learn about that other stuff later on. But it's vital to become a central part of a curriculum, I believe. Now, Crystal, as a dentist who's received training in the importance of ergonomics, thanks to Matthew, what do you consider to be the most important postural considerations for dentists and other dental personnel to keep in mind?
You know, I really think the delivery system plays a huge role in, you know, how you're able to practice dentistry efficiently. I recognize that a rear delivery system can be the preferred option because it affords a lot of counter space. You can put your computer there, you can put all the instruments that we use there, but really, you know, it's not worth it in the amount of toll that it takes on the body, particularly because oftentimes that counter that's behind the clinician and where the patient's chair is, there's not enough room for the dentist to get in that 12 o'clock position, which is really the ideal position that we should be practicing in. And then on top of that, so I think about like maybe associate dentists that are looking to buy into a practice or to, you know, maybe build a practice. Like that's definitely something I would highly consider is the delivery system that you're going to choose. In addition, obviously, I recognize that there's some offices that they do have the rear delivery system and they're not necessarily willing to invest the money or have it to revamp your entire office. And it's not to say there aren't things that can't be done to optimize the workspace that you're in. But again, it goes back to what we talked about in prevention. If we can even prevent you getting into that delivery system in the first place, then we can prevent a lot of the musculoskeletal issues that, you know, come because of that. And the other thing I want to add too, I would say be an active member in your health. You know, I will admit, like I go and I get massages and it's nice. And, you know, like you mentioned, going to the chiropractor, it's nice to have that work done for you, right? Somebody's coming in and they're kind of helping you feel better. But what I've learned with physical therapy is that, you know, you really need to take control. We need to take control of our own health and really being able to do the work, whether it's the exercises or the stretches on a daily basis, and even maybe taking posture breaks during work to really help ourselves be better. You know, it does take a lot of discipline, and sometimes it's hard. You're exhausted after work, or maybe you're rushing out in the morning and you feel like you don't have time. But again, those 15 to 20 minutes will really help your career in the long haul and what you want to do even after you retire.
Just great advice. I'm so glad that you're sharing this with our listening audience. Now, it wasn't long ago that the Lord added a third member to your family Novian Lamont Maddox. How are you two enjoying parenthood?
It's honestly wonderful so far, at least for me. Being a dad is something that I wanted to, it's been in my head for years and years, how I would eventually have my own children. And it's something that I definitely don't take lightly. I think about the word stewardship all the time and how the Lord has blessed us with this child and how it's now up to, first of all, myself to really bring out the best gifts in him and lead him to the faith in the best way that we can and just keep him from having those poor influences on his life that may cause him to stumble. So just really excited to see him grow and give him all the opportunities in ways that maybe even I didn't have. But because we're his parents, he'll have more opportunities and be able to go further than we even did.
Yeah, I mean, the word that comes to mind is just appreciation of the blessing that this is. Of course, we have a lot to learn with all the new things. He is, you know, just so tiny, and there's just so much that goes with it. And we are appreciating the journey and figuring it out as we go along. And we're especially grateful that we're not by ourselves, right? The Lord is with us. And in everything that Matthew just said, you know, the Lord will equip us to be able to do that. And it's not in our own strength. And we appreciate this journey and how the Bible comes alive even more in different ways as we kind of go through this new journey of parenthood.
Oh, so true. I have to say that for my wife and I, parenthood has exceeded our wildest expectations. And a part of it is what you just mentioned, Crystal, that you see things in the Bible that, yeah, you know they're there, but then you have children and you need to really see the truth of those things. And I think raising children is a beautiful illustration of the gospel because you need to lay down rules. You need to let them know what's expected of them, what's appropriate, what's not appropriate. But yet you always want them to know that your love for them does not depend upon their ability to obey those rules. And it's just a beautiful picture of the gospel as you see your children growing in the fear and admonition of the Lord.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, is there anything else either of you would like to add for our listening audience?
One of the things I always love to talk about, especially from a physical therapy perspective, it's really, it makes me think about the principle in the Bible where it talks about sowing and reaping. And it's one of those things where, like the Bible says, you reap what you sow, right? So when we have the knowledge to do better, it's always good for us to choose to do those better things. And when it comes to this conversation, as far as physical therapy and ergonomics, it's always going to be easier to say, oh, what's the big deal, than it is to say, oh, let me actually figure out how to take care of myself. But every single time you sow that seed of doing those posture exercises and making sure to align yourself right, you're going to reap in your retirement, you know, a healthier body. But every time you choose to sow the seed of, let me not deal with this right now, or let me push this off, then in retirement, you can't be upset when you reap the fruit that you sowed, which for a lot of people is just having a lot of pain in retirement, mm-hmm. and not even being able to enjoy all of the income that they created because everything's hurting all the time. I see this a lot with some of the professional athletes I used to treat, especially in the NFL, but also with dentistry and it being such a rough profession, it really is paramount. And I want to challenge you all to take those steps to do that starting today.
So I know that there are certain times of the year that people focus on their bodies and their health, whether it's New Year's or right before the summer, or any of those specific moments. But just kind of like what Matthew said, it's important to not just consider those times, but to really make our health a priority always, you know, especially being in the dental profession. And I know for me, sometimes it's hard to know where to start when something is new. Like we intuitively know in dentistry that ergonomics and posture is important. There's not one professional that I've spoken to that they're unaware of this issue. But we don't make it a priority, I think, sometimes it's because we don't have that knowledge base, which is why I'm so grateful that, you know, Matthew has come along this journey to helping me, but then also helping so many others in this great profession. And one of the things that he started doing is actually doing Instagram, where he has a lot of free tips and stretches and exercises on there. So if anybody wants to follow him at In Alignment PT, I think you'll find some good information there to just kind of point you in the right direction. In addition to that, because we know that this profession is so amazing, and especially as believers, we have such opportunity to really pour into our patients. We really want to create opportunities where people are able to get that one-on-one care from Matthew. So we started doing a free virtual posture checkup, and this is just an opportunity for people to get in touch with Matthew to talk about whatever issues they're having ergonomically or posturally, and he can just steer you in the right direction. It's completely free because we just really believe in this profession, and we just know that if you have just a little bit of information, you'll be able to make the right decisions for your career today. And like he said, sow those seeds that will really reap benefits in the years to come.
Well, Crystal and Matthew, I am so grateful for what you've shared and for how the Lord has equipped you both to be a great blessing to many in our profession. And thank you also for agreeing to be a part of our dental track at the CMDA 2024 National Convention. We very much look forward to seeing you in just a few months.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah.
Forward to being there.
Thanks for having us.
I wish I had the benefit of receiving counsel from someone like Dr. Matthew Maddox early in my career. And you can learn more from him at CMDA's National Convention at Ridgecrest Conference Center near Asheville, North Carolina from May 2nd to 5th, 2024. Dr. Maddox will be part of an outstanding dental track, and there will be plenty of inspiring breakout and plenary sessions available. Our 2023 National Convention was the biggest in CMDA history, and we'd love for you to help us reach a new record attendance in 2024. You can register and get more information at cmda.org/events. And if you'd like to interact with Matthew and Crystal directly, just shoot me an email at bill.griffin@cmda.org. And now let's hear from Jamie Majeski regarding another great opportunity for our members.
Are you interested in short-term mission trips? Well, now is the time to start thinking about signing up for a global health outreach trip. GHO sends teams around the world to El Salvador, East Africa, India, the Pacific, Central Asia, the Middle East, and many other places. Through these trips, we disciple participants, grow national churches, share the gospel, and provide care to the poor and needy. Our teams minister in outpatient primary care medicine and dentistry, and in small and large hospitals to provide surgical services. And don't forget, for dentists new to GHO, there are $1,500 scholarships available thanks to the Dale Willis GHO Memorial Scholarship Fund. If you're interested in using the skills and resources the Lord has entrusted to you, visit cmda.org/GHO to learn more and find a trip that works in your schedule.
Here at CMDA, we like to say that healthcare missions is truly part of our DNA, and we're committed to being on mission both here and around the world. It's this commitment to being on mission that's the driving force behind CMDA's Remedy conferences. Our Remedy East Missions Conference is fast approaching. It'll be held on March 1st and 2nd at Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia. Join us to explore what missional living looks like as you seek to discover where and how the Lord will use your healthcare skills to spread the love of Christ around the world. I was part of last year's conference, and I can say that the enthusiasm is contagious. I hope many of you can be a part of this year's event. For more information, go to cmda.org/events and look for the Remedy East Conference. As we all know, one of the most important keys in staying healthy is regular exercise. And it's that time of year when many of us will recommit ourselves to regular workouts at the gym, walking, or cycling. The Bible speaks of the benefit of physical exercise in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8, which says, "For physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come." So as you're toning up those bodies and perhaps trying to drop a few pounds, remember Jesus' admonition to seek first His kingdom and His righteousness. May our great God bless you with tremendous physical and spiritual health in 2024. Until next time, God bless.
This podcast has been a production of the Christian Medical and Dental Associations. The opinions expressed by guests on this podcast are not necessarily endorsed by the Christian Medical and Dental Associations. CMDA is a nonpartisan organization that does not endorse political parties or candidates for public office. The views expressed on this podcast reflect judgments regarding principles and values held by CMDA and its members and are not intended to imply endorsement of any political party or candidate.